Actress, I'm a rating including for Mr. Walter James, James, first of all, Walter. Today's date is 1/18/2013. Patient is a 87-year-old Afro-American male, comes to the clinic with number one, chronic diarrhea, number two, chronic lung disease, CT scan showed left pleural change, basal opacities at the left base, cardiomegaly noted, chronic lung changes, status post-CABG. Number four, right brain branch block, number five, anemia, number six, diarrhea, number six, status post bone marrow biopsy for Dr. Gamage, number seven, stage four, renal disease. Number eight, vitamin D deficiency, number nine, anticoagulation therapy, number 10, hypertension with hypertensive heart disease with renal insufficiency with heart failure, number 10, debility, walks with a walker, number 11, hyperlipidemia, number 12, atrial fibrillation, number 13, coronary disease, as well as CABG, number 14, BPH, number 15, glaucoma, number 16, peripheral vascular disease, PAD, number 17, pulmonary hypertension, number 18, venous insufficiency, number 19, pedal edema. Patient was recently admitted to the hospital for anemia, diarrhea. He was treated and discharged. He has been admitted to the hospital frequently for blood transfusions, period. The patient has seen Dr. Kuhn and other GI doctors. Nobody knows where he is losing the blood. He's on erythropoietin. He gets frequent blood transfusions. He recently had a small bowel follow-through, which was unremarkable. Patient had blood work done on 1/3/2013, showed a hemoglobin 9.5, a hematocrit 30.2, creatinine 2.39, INR was 2.1. I'm going to give him ergocalciferol 50,000 units Q week times 1 month and Q 2 weeks. I've given wife a high-fiber diet. Hopefully that will correct the diarrhea. He has every second day watery stool. Patient had a CT scan of his chest done because of a possible mass not confirmed by CT scan. I'm going to try to get him to see Dr. Ron Hammond for evaluation of his chronic lung disease. He's on Revadio for pulmonary hypertension. He was started by this by Dr. Scott Burkett. He's currently on warfarin, 7.5 pq day. We'll continue more PTINRs. We'll also monitor his H&H. We'll get a CBC every 2 weeks period. Patient has nausea, vomiting, fever, chills, headaches, positive diarrhea, no focal motor sensory deficits, no skin rashes, skin lesions. He's got a small ulcer on the medial malleolus left foot, but it seems to be okay. We'll hold off the vitamin D. He's already on the Zempar. He sees Dr. Anumale, A-N-U-M-E-L-E. This is Dr. Simon Roy, Dean Tompkins, clinic known for Mr. Walter James. We'll continue with his current care, current medications. For further recommendations, see clinic noted chart and dictation.